The sound of vehicles passing by is usually the sound you'll hear on Congleton Link Road. But on the morning of Sunday the 12th of February, that sound will be replaced by On Your Marks, Get Set, as runners take part in the brand new Boalloy Bypass 10K. The 10K run event is the first event Boalloy Running Club are hosting, and as they get ready to welcome participants to the start line, they are this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week. Committee member and race director Kate Beard got the idea of hosting the event after walking down the Link Road during its opening weekend in 2021 and has been the driving force behind getting this new event organised ever since.
When they first built it and they let people go onto it, the amount of people who actually used that bypass for the 2 days that it was open to them was incredible, my being one of them. So that's where it was born from. It's quite a nice wide road, although there are hills in it. It is, you know, it is an enjoyable run. So it kind of came from when it first appeared, but then following on from COVID, I thought now's the perfect time to try and push an event through as we're coming out of it and get people out running and enjoying it. It's on a section of the bypass. It's not the whole length, because we did have difficulties with trying to get A roads closed, obviously Holmes Chapel Road and Manchester Road. So we've had to loop the route within those two roads. So we start kind of Holmes Chapel end, go round before Holmes Chapel roundabout, all the way back up to the Manchester Road roundabout, but loop round before it so we don't have to close the road, and then back down to the other end. So it is 10K, but it is looped on a section. But I have had feedback from some runners who've said they prefer a race like that, an out and back halfway point. They know they're heading home, so they can look forward to the finish. With it being an out and back, I think it appeals because it's not running, you know, a 10K kind of out on a massive route. It's an out and back, so you can run 3K of it, be involved, and then if you don't want to run anymore, to finish, you know, you're not miles away from where you started. So yeah, I think it should appeal to a wide range, which is what we want. I think there'll be quite a buzz with it being a first race. Lots of people all in the same position, you know, like you say, nobody's ran it before. Lots of support. We've got lots of marshals along the route to, you know, cheer people on and help them, especially as you're going up them hills. But no, I think, you know, it'll be an enjoyable event for everybody involved.
Hosting a race has been a long-held ambition of Boalloy Running Club. And with the first event now only days away, Club Chair Lee Campbell is looking forward to seeing as many participants as possible take to the start line.
We've been wanting to do it for years and years and years. The previous chairman wanted to do it, but there was that much around. There was really nothing for us to do. But when we got this new road, we thought, let's do what Wemslow have done, you know, because that works there. So I think it should work here. We've been wanting to do it for years and years. We've talked about it for years and years. And initially, when the off-road actually kicked in, when there's a lot of series what are off-road, we were going to put an off-road race on, but there came that many off-road races all of a sudden. You couldn't fit it in the calendar. But this, we've actually got a place in the calendar, and hopefully it'll be a success. It was actually Kate's idea. It was quite a new runner to the club. As a running club stands, you get people come in and regenerate the club. And Kate has brought in a few people who are of her age group, and it's regenerated the club again. And it's her idea. And I said to her, we've been wanting to do this for ages, Kate. I'm in total support of it. So she had the idea. She's pushed it. And I've just jumped on board and done everything I can. So Kate's got to take some, you know, brilliant, like, you know. I'm hoping everybody comes and has a good time, because that's what we want portrayed as a feel-good factor. Hopefully that we'll get the local people involved, because we're putting a local prize on for first local runner. And whoever comes, they can always say that it's a PB on that course, because it's never been done before. And also, we've had some people interested in wanting to walk it, which we're fine with. You know, we've got the road closed for quite a long time, and we've said we can do it, and they just won't be part of it, you see, with it being the first one. So, yeah, we're fine with that. It's just now knitting everything together and making sure that it runs smoothly.
The club itself dates back to the early 1980s, when it was set up by employees from local company Bowalloy Industries. Lee Campbell is the current chair and first got involved in the club a few years after it first started.
The club started in 1984, and then we actually officially started a club in 1985. We started off just as a the firm, Bowalloy Industries. We all worked there, and it became like a sort of a firm. A lot of people who didn't run just joined at the firm, and it became, and we run a social club as well. Most of the people who were in the club were either the chairman, the previous chairman, who was chairman for years and years and years. He was a referee. He had been a referee for a long time, and he did it for keep fit. And then other people played football, and they did it for keep fit. And it was more of like a social thing in the beginning. But the reason why we did it was the big headlines of the first London Marathon, and that just prompted us, and then it went from there to strength from strength to strength, really. And we always did stuff for charity. It was always, we always had, at the end of the day, we raised money either through Potteries Marathon, London Marathon or whatever, our local races, all for charity. And we pick a charity every year and give them as much as we make, you know. It just gradually got, so people from outside the firm joined and got bigger. And then it's, through COVID, it shrunk down again. We've been New York Marathon, we've been Paris Marathon, had trips, you know, all over the world, really. Bowalloy was one of the second biggest employers in Congleton. And so a lot of people joined just on and off. And then once we started racing, we always kept us as membership low, and it attracted other runners to join us. And because we're always like sociable, it grew from a very small club of say 20 to 30 members to 75 to 100 members within 4 or 5 years. There was a bit of a running boom, wasn't there, around about the 80s, 90s, and then it came back again. And since I've been chairman, and we had another running boom, we had juniors running, and we had the parents coming down and joining in, which was great. And then they ended up running as well. So it was fantastic, really. And then COVID stopped a lot of it.
How would you describe the club? Is it a racing team? Is it a bit of kind of social running, a bit of both?
It's both. It's both. We've got some really good runners. I mean, like Carl Moulton, who's our top runner, He's won the Potteries Marathon, and he's won races, and he literally has got all the club, more or less all the club records. But we've had a history of good runners. Even though we've been a social club, we've always had a history of good runners. You know, we've had people finishing top 50 of London Marathon sort of thing, and, you know, back in the past. And even though we are a really sociable club, and we do like a drink after we've had a race, we've still got a really good serious side as well. Last year, we, out of North Staffordshire Cross Country League, which has got people like Mac Harriers in, it's got City of Stoke, Newcastle, big city clubs, we came second, which we're absolutely amazed by. But, you know, we have got a core of real good runners as well as social side.
Am I right in thinking that you kind of have these runs, is it Tuesday nights, Thursday nights?
Yeah, Tuesday and Thursdays. When I was running and we were trying to get us people, we tend to take different groups because some groups just want to keep fit and be on the social side. Others want to really push themselves. So on a Tuesday, initially it was just a little run. And then that started, when I took over doing the training, we started getting 10 miles on a Tuesday. And on a Thursday then, we introduced like sessions, speed sessions, hill and speed sessions. So, and that became really popular. Thursday nights became, because we weren't going very far, and you could do as many reps as you wanted, that came really popular. We were getting something like 30 or 40 people coming on a Thursday night because it was you could do as much as you want. And obviously we knew if they could do it or not. So we're saying, you just do one of them, we'll do three, you know. And it was, and you don't realize how fit you get doing the hill reps, because you're pushing yourself up there. And because there's more of you, a bit of competition creeps in. So, yeah. And then when we started doing a Saturday run, because the juniors wanted to do a Saturday run. But now it's back to just Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hopefully we'll grow the club again. But if they want, they just turn up at the moment at Colton Leisure Centre, or outside the Colton Leisure Centre at 6:30 on a Tuesday or a Thursday, and just have a run with the club and see how they feel. They don't have to join straight away. You can come down and have, see how they feel, and then join if they're happy.
With the event now only a few days away, we asked race director Kate Beard what goes into organising an event like this.
Obviously, you need to find your route first, whatever you want to do. And then you have to apply to the council, to their kind of health and safety side. So you have to apply to the fire department, the police, you know, the ambulance, everybody like that. Then you apply to the highways and they say whether you can or can't close the road, but they don't say whether you can have the event. So then once you've applied to the highways and they've said, yes, we'll close the road, you then go back to the Cheshire East or whichever council, wherever it is, event planning committee, and put to them the road closure. We spoke to the police, we've done this. They then, you have to fill in a risk assessment, because obviously we have to be aware of anything that can go wrong. They then make the final decision, because it's technically their land, even though the highways have said they'll close it, it's not up to them. And then when they have said yes, it can all go ahead, which can be as little as 2 weeks before the event. That's when you can relax a little bit. We had to have the course measured. So we had to have a guy from the UK Athletics measuring team. He came, he rode the course on his bike. So we had to have four or five members of Bow Alloy on their bikes behind him, you know, covering him, because he rides it as you'd run it. So he comes in close on the roundabouts and all that kind of thing. So we had him as well. And we have to apply to UK Athletics for a race license. Once they've guaranteed that, then that gives you your public indemnity insurance as well, which is obviously an important thing to have on public roads. So, yeah.
Lots to think about. And this is all while presumably doing other things as well, just a completely voluntary role. It's a job in itself, isn't
yeah.
it?
Really, it is.
It sounds like it's a job in itself. But obviously, just over a week out now, how excited are you to see on the 12th? How excited are you?
I am very excited. Slightly anxious as well. But yeah, I think once they've started, you know, once Ken Richardson said, right, on your marks, get set, go, then I'll relax. But until that point, I'm like a coiled spring.
What's the key details people need to know to sign up?
Yeah, to go onto AB Timing and click on the event and sign up. There's options to include a T-shirt or not to include a race T-shirt, which we've had designed, you know, bespoke T-shirt. Also, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, there are both Bow Alloy Running Club pages on Facebook and Instagram with links to the event, or just with information about the running club.
Fantastic. And before I finish, I do just want to mention Crossroads Together, because I think that's an important part of it. I know the running club itself has a long history of supporting charities. I don't know if you want to explain to the listeners a little about the charity, because I believe the club has supported it last year, but they just want to try and raise that little bit more money. But it's a great charity.
Yeah, we started supporting it, I think, in the COVID year. But obviously that put stop to so many things, because normally we would raise money via the London Marathon for it. So we have a runner goes to the London Marathon. We do awards nights where we sell tickets, do raffles to raise money, and we couldn't do any of that. So we've rolled them over another year, but they're a local charity based in Congleton, which is important to us to support local. And they support carers of any age. So, you know, even juvenile carers, they'll support, or older carers, just helping them really with anything that they need or they need to help carry on caring. You know, if you're considering signing up, just sign up. You'll probably enjoy yourselves. Station, Cheshire's Silk 106.9.